Sometimes things that don't seem to go together end up totally working. Bacon and chocolate, Elton John and Eminem. What about 19th century bare-knuckle boxing and 21st century modern dance? A new show premiering in San Francisco this week takes these two elements, plus history, poetry, and a few swigs of whiskey, and brings them all together into one evening of very physical theater. KALW's Jen Chien has that story.
One, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Chris Black is 5'1" and weighs just over 100 pounds.
11, 12, 13.
But don't let her small size fool you. In a tank top that reveals well-muscled arms and executing a punishing series of push-up-like movements, Black is looking pretty tough. In fact, Tough is the name of the dancer and choreographer's newest piece. It's a one-woman show inspired by turn-of-the-century bare-knuckle boxing champ John L. Sullivan.
My name is John L. Sullivan, and I can lick any son of a bitch in that house.
Sullivan, known as the Boston Strong Boy, was a major celebrity in the late 1800s. He's generally recognized as the first heavyweight boxing champ in the world, with hundreds of victories and only one loss. He's been called America's first sports star.
John L. Sullivan is one of these people who, if you are Irish-American and you grew up very culturally Irish-American, chances are you had at least a vague awareness of who he was.
And even though his heyday was over a century ago, his story always stuck with Black.
He was this symbol of strength, you know, in the entire English-speaking world for about 12 years.
Black says the idea for this show came when she was performing in San Francisco a couple years ago. It was a dance piece that required her to build a lot of upper body strength.
I was very, very strong, but I'm still in my 5'1" body. So I'd walk down the street, you know, in this neighborhood we were rehearsing in. It was kind of a rough neighborhood and feel like, yeah, don't mess with me, you know, and in a way that I'm sure the other people around me would have just laughed at me if they knew that that was my internal monologue.
She started thinking about what it really means to be strong, which led her back to Sullivan.
He was really looked at as sort of the pinnacle of male strength, and therefore physical strength, period.
She wanted to know more, so she started digging around.
When I read some statistics about his measurements, the size of one of his legs was the same as the size of my waist. And I just thought, wow, that's incredible. Like, what would it be like to be as so big compared to the size I am that I'm just a leg on someone else's body. He was just such a character and a figure, and he was charming and a mess and powerful and all these different things all at the same time. So there was a performative quality to the way he lived his life and the way he was in the ring that felt very familiar.
But Black says she wasn't interested in making a show where she impersonated a historical figure.
The thing I keep explaining to people is, like, it's not Hal Holbrook doing Mark Twain, but I'm looking to sort of swallow him and or find the place where he and I meet.
Black says she found a lot of parallels between herself and Sullivan. The boxer's mother and Black's grandmother were both from the same town in Ireland.
The Irish. Emotional, quick to anger, quick to cry, seeming to live only for the present. I take that as a compliment.
And she says that as a dancer, she can understand a boxer's tolerance for hard physical work. In one section of the show, Black falls to the floor and gets up over and over again, her breath getting more labored with each fall.
You want to know what it's like just face down a pickaxe, or a blacksmith, or a sledgehammer? Try to leave your mark on a lamppost, like the arms of a windmill, a jab, a chop, a cross, whistling in on the neck or just behind the ear, hammering.
In the show, Black swigs straight whiskey from a bottle, wears her grandfather's pocket watch, and sports a custom-made men's suit. But she says the performance is not about drag.
I'm not trying to bring any realness to this at all, either. Like, it's just me.
But Black says there is some satisfaction in personifying this very male, manly ideal of physical strength.
I don't tend to identify very much with things that are sort of culturally acceptable symbols of female strength.
Like I said, there's nothing to fight in. Just come out fast from your corner, hit the other fellow as hard as you can, and hit him first. One last thing I will say. I never have been hit hard enough by anyone to feel it in the ring.
Sullivan did lose one fight in his long career, and that defeat pretty much knocked him out of the game, especially as boxing with gloves overtook the bare-knuckle era in which he ruled. Sullivan spiraled down further into drinking after the big loss, but eventually he got sober and worked as a promotional spokesman, a stage actor, a celebrity baseball umpire, and even owned a bar.
And I thought, well, that was a kind of strength that right there was part of what separated him from others, was this ability to somehow figure out how to continue.
And she says that being in her 40s, considered pretty old for a dancer, she can definitely relate.
You know, because I think a lot of athletes, when they lose that ability, they just sort of float through the rest of their life. Like, what are they going to do? This is the only thing they've based their entire identity around, this kind of physical dominance.
It's getting a little too much like a funeral in here. And I don't like funerals. So we're going to sing a song. We're going to sing a drinking song.
So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day.
In exploring Sullivan's life through movement, text, and song, Black hopes to deepen our understanding of what it means to be strong, both inside and out.
So come fill up your glasses of brandy and wine. Whatever it costs, I will pay.
For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Sheehan.
So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. One more time. So be